Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1286, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Joe Daniels, Joseph Samuels, Ben Selvin, and Irving Kale, and have another episode of One Thing in Common. This very day, March 9th, marks the birth in 1905 in Zeerust, South Africa, of Joseph Daniels, to Wolf Daniels and Sophia Genova. He began playing the drums at age 11, and soon after his 16th birthday, was playing professionally in orchestras aboard Cunard ships on transatlantic crossings. In 1927, he joined Hal Swain and his band at the New Prince's Restaurant and made his first recordings with the group for Regal. In 1931, he joined Harry Roy and his Archaeolians, where he was noticed by Oscar Prowse, recording manager for Parlophone, who suggested he put together a five-piece band for a recording session. On June 28, 1935, Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots made Two Sides, which sold very well, and the group recorded for Parlophone for the next 23 years, in addition to being heard on BBC Radio. Daniels served in the Army during World War II, after which he toured the U.S. and the Middle East, in groups including Washboard Joe and his Scrubbers, the Big Dixieland Group, and the Joe Daniels Jazz Group. He died July 2, 1993 in Northwood, England. Here are three from Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots.
I'm no crooner, I'm no Bing, but the drummer man that swings. Trumpets, saxophones have all got hot. This is where I get the spot. Thank you.
Joe Daniels being a drummer, we started a little tribute with his composition, Drummer Goes to Town, from July 15, 1936, on Parlophone F-551. That was followed by Mood Indigo, written by Duke Ellington and Barney Bigard. Parlophone F-1468 was recorded May 9, 1939. And we finished up with the musical question, Who?, composed by Jerome Kern. This October 21, 1936 recording on Parlophone F-741 was an instrumental, but there are words written by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein II. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1881 in Jackson, Tennessee, of Joseph Wilson Samuels, seventh child born to Julian Samuels and Jeanette Ailieu. He played clarinet, saxophone, and violin, and received a formal musical education at the College of Music of Cincinnati. Census records list his occupation as musician in vaudeville, theatrical musical director, and musician in an orchestra, and in the 1940s, he was an employee of the Colesman Instrument Company of New York. No, not musical instruments, as you might assume, but aeronautical instruments. In 1929, Paul Colesman invented the first accurate barometric altimeter, enabling instrument flight. But I digress. Joseph Samuels had a prolific recording career, making nearly 400 sides between 1919 and 1925, many for budget labels under his own name, as well as a wide variety of pseudonyms. In addition to peppy dance music, Samuels also led small groups such as the Tampa Blue Jazz Band, playing outright jazz. Joseph Samuels died July 29, 1953 in Brooklyn, and is buried at the Maimonides Cemetery there. Here are three from Joseph Samuels. Thank you. It was recorded in December by Clyde Duer and the Happy Six, but there you have Joseph Samuel's jazz band, and their October 1921 recording on OK4474 of Women, I Got to Have 'Em, That's All. Bud Green, Harry Warren, and Dan Dougherty with their 1926 hit, Women, Ah, may have copied composer Fred Fisher's spelling of women as W-I-M-M-I-N. This was an instrumental, but there are words written by Eddie Cantor. Before Women was Joseph Samuel's Music Masters with Ty T, another odd spelling, T-Y-T-E-E, apparently referring to Tahiti, the subtitle, composed by Irving Bebo. Ty T was recorded in December of 1921, issued on Regal 9174. This was an instrumental, but there are words written by Leo Wood, according to the sheet music, sung nightly by Gilda Gray with Joseph Smith and his Society Orchestra at the Rendezvous Restaurant in New York. We started a little tribute to Joseph Samuels with his music makers as the Long Beach Society Serenaders with the French Trot, written by Milton Davis. Pathé Actuel 020822 was recorded in September of 1922. It's time once again for another episode of One Thing in Common. You know, that's where we play a set of rapidly rotating records which seemingly have nothing whatsoever to do with each other, yet have one thing in common. And here to start things off is Merrick Weber and his orchestra.
Thank you.
I haven't played it in about 20 years, so there you have Rudy Vallee, accompanied by his Yale men, doing the raccoon, from Velvet Tone 1759, recorded October 10, 1928. J. Fred Coots wrote the music, with the lyric by Raymond Clogus. $15 was a lot of money for a coat in 1928, and unfortunately you can still buy a new natural raccoon fur long coat, but it could cost you upwards of $7,000. Before Rudy Vallee were the Texas Nighthawks with Possum Rag from OK 45363, recorded in Dallas, Texas on June 25, 1929. The Texas Nighthawks string band was led by fiddler Hugh Roden. They made four sides in that session, but I don't know of any others. We started this episode of One Thing in Common with Merrick Weber and his orchestra, being heard on the show for the first time with Squirrel Dances from HMV B-3740, released in March of 1931. Austrian violinist and bandleader Merrick Weber will be getting his own birthday segment on the October 26th show. Squirrel Dances was written by American composer H. Elliott Smith, described on the sheet music as an intermezzo novelette. So, we have squirrels, opossums, and raccoons. What do those have in common, other than being cute and beneficial animals that you shouldn't harm? Well, my wife loves animals and follows several webcams of raptor nests, kitten rescue, bear fishing for salmon, and so on. One of her favorites is an animal rescue in Florida called the Little Bit Wildlife Rescue. It's operated by the incredibly indefatigable Elizabeth and her new husband, Mac. Liz is a fully licensed wildlife rehabber, and her specialty is rescuing injured and/or orphaned raccoons, opossums, and squirrels. She works around the clock, caring for orphaned babies that require multiple bottle or tube feedings day and night. With help from veterinarians, the goal is to care for, rehabilitate, and when possible, release the animals back into the wild. This is definitely a labor of love, as the wildlife rescue is funded solely by Mac and Elizabeth and donations. The Facebook posts of them working with the animals are fascinating to watch, and if you would like to donate, it's the Wright Ranch Rescue, Inc., DBA Little Bit Wildlife Rescue. You'll find a donate button on their Facebook page, and find their wish lists for purchasing food and products on Chewy and Amazon. I hope you'll check it out. That's the Wright Ranch Rescue, Inc., DBA Little Bit Wildlife Rescue in Florida. Thanks, Liz and Mac, for your hard work and dedication to animals who need help. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is rapidly rotating records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1898 in New York City of violinist and bandleader Ben Selvin. The family emigrated from Russia, where Ben's father, Max, was a tailor. A musical prodigy, Ben started playing the violin at age 7 and made his first public appearance at the Star Casino at age 9. In 1913, he made his first appearance on Broadway and, at just 19, formed his own orchestra, which played at the Moulin Rouge for a record 7 years. He probably made more records than any other bandleader of the 78 era, but his best-selling record was Dardanella, waxed by Selvin's Novelty Orchestra for Victor on November 20, 1919. In 1925, he was broadcasting over WFBH, New York, doing his own announcing, and in 1927 was program director of the Columbia Phonograph Hour, heard every Wednesday evening over the Columbia Radio Network. In the late 30s, he was chief programmer for Muzak, and later worked for RCA until retiring at age 65. He died July 15, 1980. Here are three from Ben Selvin not heard on the show before.
Out of the tempest, you found a shelter in my heart. Out of the conflict and strife. Out of the tempest, you found a harbor safe and warm. Found a haven from the storm. Fate kept on calling, but you would only hurry past, though it was all meant to be. But love oversped you and led you at last out of the tempest.
A quintessential tune of the 20s, Charleston, written by Cecil Mack and James P. Johnson, performed there by Ben Selvin's orchestra on Vocalion 15038, recorded May 13, 1925. Arthur Lang wrote that peppy arrangement. The previous month, Selvin recorded it for Columbia's by the Knickerbockers. I played Out of the Tempest by George Olsen and his music back in 2021. But before Charleston, you heard it by Ben Selvin and his orchestra on Columbia 1575-D, September 25th, 1928. Out of the Tempest was composed by Ted Ward, with the Edward A. Grossman lyric sung by Larry Murphy. The sheet music says Out of the Tempest is dedicated to John Barrymore, star of the 1928 motion picture Tempest, in which he plays a peasant officer in Tsarist Russia. We started a little tribute to Ben Selvin with his Tuxedo Dance Orchestra and Whistle in the Rain on Path A 36447 from May of 1926. J. Fred Coots wrote the music, and the McElbert Moore lyric was sung there by Irving Kaufman. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1903 in Houtsdale, Pennsylvania, of lyricist Irving Kail. In the mid-20s, he was appearing in New York vaudeville sketches written by Gus Edwards when he met composer Sammy Fain, and the two formed one of Tin Pan Alley's most prolific collaborations ever, lasting until Kail's death in 1942. Their first song together, along with Francis Wheeler, was Let Us Smile Be Your Umbrella in 1927. In 1930, they were signed by Paramount Pictures to write a song for the Maurice Chevalier picture, The Big Pond. They traveled to Los Angeles and wrote You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, and wound up staying in L.A., where they worked for several movie studios, and also wrote for Broadway. Irving Kail died in New York on February 7, 1942, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. Here are three from Irving Kail not heard on the show before.
Everything is rushing in old Russia. Country's on the bomb ski, we all know. Still I find that I must go to Moscow. To my Valeska I must go. Valeska, Valeska, I must go back to Eska. I'll ask her if she'll be my Russian rose. If she'll refuse me, I know she'll never lose me. I'll speak to her a language that she knows. I'll say for you, my love is Hotsky. If you'll only be my Tatsky, then we'll both do a Kazatsky. So tell me what is Watsky. Tell me right here on the Spotsky. Is it yes or Natsky? Oh, Valeska, my Russian rose. And in the land where the herrings grow, we'll build a bungalow. And we'll sell safety razors there and make of lots of dough. We'll take our children to the land of the red, white, and blue. And there you'll see their lines will be, but no make as two.
When I got back to Russia, I'm going to sing to my Valeska.
Chanorovaya, Chanorovaya, Maya. Chanovrova, Raskovlova, Chanovrova, Glove, Chanovrova, Chanovrova, Yamaya, Chanovrova, Raskovlova, Chanovrova, Glove. I must go back and ask her. I'll ask her if she'll be my Russian rose. If she'll refuse me, I know she'll never lose me. I'll speak to her a language that she knows. I'll say for you, my love is Hotsky. If you'll only be my Tatsky, then we'll both do a Kazatsky. So tell me what is Watsky. Tell me right here on this Watsky. Is it yes or Natsky? Oh, Valeska, my Russian rose.
Let me sing a tale that's old but true, a little song I learned to croon. I think that I forgot the words I knew, and I can't remember the tune. It's a tune my pappy sang, you all know how it goes. It's a tale about two honest men that everybody knows. The squire and the deacon are an arguing pair, debating about religion on the old town square. Till the golden sunshine drop the deep blue sea, the squire and the deacon gonna disagree. The squire and the deacon are an arguing pair. The deacon swapped a pony for the squire's mare. The squire sold his pony, then he bought the deacon's roan. They argued about the bargain till the cows came home. Squire met the deacon at the county fair, started in debating about religion there. The deacon kept a tooting on the devil's horn, cause the deacon liked his Bible like the squire loved corn. The squire and the deacon kept a growing old. The squire got the fever and a nasty cold. The squire kept a slipping to the devil's hole. The deacon came around and tried to save his soul. The deacon kept a-praying, but the squire went and died. That arguing deacon lay down by his side. He closed his tearful eyes, and then he prayed for death. Then and there the deacon drew his one last breath. The squire and the deacon are an arguing pair. The deacon met the squire on the golden stair. Now the squire and the deacon dressed in angel's guise and debating about religion up in paradise.
Goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize.
Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with Paul Small providing the vocal on A Little Less of Moonlight, A Little More of You, music by J. Russell Robinson. Before that, Hobo Jack Turner with the story of the Squire and the Deacon, music by Lem Marston. Harmony 956-H was recorded June 25, 1929. And we started a little tribute to Irving Kail with Valeska, My Russian Rose, written with Sammy Fain and Irving Mills. Take 3 from September 4th, 1925, was issued on Columbia 455-D. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.